Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A tragic suspected drunk driving crash in Queens last night. A mother and her 10-year-old daughter were killed. Four other people hurt, two of them critically. It happened just before 9 p.m. near JFK Airport. Police say the mother and daughter's car just turned onto Guy R. Brewer Boulevard when a speeding sedan slammed into them from Rockaway Boulevard. The 31-year-old mother and the girl were taken to Jamaica Hospital, where they were pronounced dead. The other car's driver, a 42-year-old man and a 38-year-old woman in the front seat, both taken to the hospital in critical condition. Two children in the back, a 12-year-old boy and a 16-year-old girl, were taken to the hospital in serious but stable condition. 42-year-old man is currently in police custody for suspicion of DWI, with other charges pending. There are no names or other details right now, and police say the investigation is ongoing. A fall from a balcony in the Bronx left a 4-year-old boy fighting for his life. Police say this child apparently climbed over the 10th-floor railing on the balcony at the Noble Mansion apartment complex yesterday afternoon and fell. This man told CBS 2 News what happened after.
I just heard all the ambulance and the police cars come in, and I did hear people screaming.
The boy was taken to Jacoby Hospital with head and body trauma and is listed in critical condition. Police say this appears to have been an accident and no criminality is suspected. Police are investigating the death of a man found floating in Central Park's Harlem Mirror last night. The officers were called around 7 p.m. and found the unidentified man in the water. The man, described only as a man in his 40s, was pulled out and pronounced dead. City medical examiner will determine the cause. No other details right now. Police believe they found the man responsible for at least three sexual assaults on women in Inwood Heights earlier this week.
Elvis Pichardo was arrested in the Bronx Friday for allegedly throwing a rock at a car. But the detectives felt certain he was responsible also for the three sexual attacks in Inwood Hill Park. Pichardo lived in an apartment on Valentine Avenue in the Bronx for only a few months. Prior to that, he was in prison in Waco, Texas, for kidnapping and sexual assault. He was released in May and moved to New York. Wilkins Pineda said he was familiar with Pichardo and believes he shouldn't have been allowed to move into a building where so many kids live.
You know, he got rented through an agency apartment, but those places, they should, you know, check the background. Because this, you know, just see now what happened.
He called Pichardo a sick man with a problem. Pineda believes if he's released from jail again, he would commit another sexual assault. Carol DiIuria, 1010 Winds in the Bronx.
No bail for a woman charged in an anti-Asian hate crime spree in Queens. Prosecutors say 25-year-old Marisha Bell admitted that she was at the scene of the four incidents, which started in May and ended on Wednesday. And authorities say she hit a 75-year-old woman in the head with a hammer. Bell was caught in surveillance video at three of the scenes. Police say she punched a man and took his glasses, slugged a woman in a bodega, and randomly punched a woman near 72nd Avenue and Parsons Boulevard. All of the victims are Asian American. She's facing a long list of hate crime charges, including robbery, assault, and grand larceny. She could get up to 25 years in prison if convicted. Republican mayoral candidate Curtis Sliwa, talking about violence, held a news conference yesterday with a man who was attacked by a mob in Queens on Friday. 44-year-old man was walking his dog in Middle Village when teenagers attacked him. Sliwa promised help from the group he founded, the Guardian Angels.
I've asked the Guardian Angels to begin patrols here every night at 6 o'clock into dusk to prevent any more of these situations and to move into individuals who disturb people's quality of life. There will be zero tolerance. There will be no acceptance of boomboxes and fireworks being exploded into the wee hours of the morning.
Police are urging anybody with info on the Friday attack to call Crime Stoppers. It was a scary Saturday night at the World Trade Center site. Portions were evacuated after a bomb scare. The Post is reporting a suspect was seen dropping suspicious packages near the Oculus, and Port Authority arrested him after a chase. Police telling the paper the man may have been an emotionally disturbed person, and the boxes could just have been clothing. NYPD bomb squad was seen near Liberty and Church Streets, and police cleared the shops and the Oculus. No word so far on a suspect, and no details on the packages so far. There are disturbing new allegations against hip-hop star R. Kelly.
Federal prosecutors in R. Kelly's sex trafficking case say he had sexual contact with an underage boy in addition to girls, and the government wants jurors in his upcoming sex trafficking trial to hear those claims. This in a new court filing. Kelly denies abusing anyone. Jury selection is due to start August 9th in New York.
That is correspondent Chuck Sievertson reporting. Riding across the state for cancer research, the Empire State Ride begins on Staten Island today. An 8 a.m. photo on the steps of Wagner College kicks it off. More than 200 cyclists from New York, California, and more are set to cross the state to raise money for cancer research at the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center in Buffalo. The 558-mile ride ends next Saturday at Niagara Falls.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.